I want to thank again the Gluck family, Mauricio, and the rest of the Mishpach in Miami for being the partners Hayom. The Ilui Nishma Simcha Ben Svi, Nisham Shavaliya, Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. Okay, we spent a few weeks by way of a general introduction to the Hakadara of the Malach of Charisha in Halacha, to understand what Charisha is in Halacha without going into the Pratim of Hilchas. Charisha, but the general Hagdara of Halacha we saw, Bavlin Yushalmi, and we've been discussing that for a few weeks, and we're going to begin to try to understand in Pnimius, what is the Malacha, Malachas Hashem, in this Avodah of Charisha? What is Charisha in Avodah Hashem? So that on Shabbos, we suspend the physical Malacha, like it is with all the Lamentes Malachas, that we suspend that physical Malacha of Charisha in order to ascend to the avoda of what Charisha is in our Avodas Hashem, to ascend to that higher world of Charisha, the pnimius of what Charisha is. Physical Charisha is forbidden in order for us to be able to ascend to that place of the avoda of what Charisha means in pnimius. So I'm going to start with a little bit of a hakdama to the hakdama of Rav Kluger. And we're going to learn Rav Kluger's Hagdama inside. There were pages that were put up, a couple of pages that were sent out. And try to always, if you can, to take a look before us. You come with the pages, or at least with it on your phone. I'm going to look a little bit about the Chlal the Inyan that we're going to be learning, and then we're going to learn Rav Kluger's Psicha, this Inyan of Charisha in Avodas Hashem and Pnimius, and we're going to then learn Mitzvah Hashem from Rav Uvein Sasson, who I announced earlier that there's a new project. Our friend Kovi Fleischman, the other Chever in Eretz Yisrael, are working on Yaakov Shalom Klein, the translation and transmission of the Torah of this remarkable person. So keep your eyes open for that. I don't know how to get it, but it should be very easy. It's going to be out there. So there are two halakim. There are two halakim to Choresh. There's the past and there's the future. Let me explain. As far as the past is concerned, as far as the Orva is concerned, this malacha of, we'll just stick to classic plowing, old-fashioned plowing. This malacha of plowing, if you're watching it from your window, or if a child doesn't know how these things work, how one grows things, it seems very, very clear that this person is destroying something that used to be here. Because there was a piece of ground, a piece of land that seemed to be nice and quiet and happy. And then the guy comes with a plow, and the machtagan sahashchas achorim. It makes a churban. That's what he does. He turns it over. He makes a churban. What was settled and smooth, or again, it could be some sort of a rocky terrain that he's clearing away. But again, classic plowing in order to plant. There was something that was there, and this act of charisha is an act of an ahafaychu. It's a mahapecha. That's what the plow does. It's destroying, breaking, crushing, moving around what was. But of course, as far as the future is concerned, the whole tachlis of this churban, the whole point of this destructive act of taking this powerful plow and smashing and crashing and digging up the ground, the whole tachlis is for the tikkun, that until now this was a place that was worthless, just an empty lot or an empty piece of karka, and nothing was growing here, and now it's going to be kagan Hashem. We're just the first stages of getting this field ready, that it should be kagan Hashem. That's going to have trees and fruits and beautiful things, and many people are going to be able to enjoy. It's going to be great. So. Through the charisha, what's happening is there's a shinui shem that takes place. Adkan, until now, this was called Karka, Adama, ground, earth. And the tachlis of this hashchas, of this churban, is, even though it looks to you like it's something which is terrible and destructive to the unknowing eye or to the kid, but the tachlis of all of this, of course, is that there should be a shinui shem, that it's no longer a karka, it's no longer stam adama, but it's a sada, it's a field, it's an orchard, a kerem, whatever. It has a big aliyah. It's a big aliyah. Now, this shinui shem from the past to the future is something that we find, of course, by many malachas. It's not unique to Charisha. We find by many malachas. For instance, Soyser Amanas Livnais. Again, the unknowing person is watching a demolition of a building. He's watching this demolition, and it's a churban. You're destroying. So as far as the past, it's true. There was something here, and the past is being destroyed. Whatever was here, what was until now, is being destroyed. But of course, it's Almanas Livnos. But it also has, the future is, just like changing the land into an orchard, or karka into a soda, you're changing this churban, or this old, decrepit building, you're demolishing it in order to put up a nice place where people can be able to live and to enjoy. Or Korea Almanas Litvoi, right? Same thing. Person doesn't know, he's watching somebody, and this person is tearing the garment. So he's Makalkil. He's destroying something that was. Yes, but it's Almanas, it's for the purpose of sewing, and making it into a nice, usable beggin, and that's the malacha. But Charisha is different. This dichotomy of kilkul and tikkun, that's why it's the beginning of the malachas. Charisha and Zriya, this brother and sister, Charisha and Zriya, the beginning of the malachas. This dichotomy of apparent kilkul to a pnimius that's a tikkun, this is something which is unique to Charisha. There's one other malach maybe we'll talk about where you could try to maybe ep is something, but it's unique to Charisha. Why is that? Because I could build a building without knocking down an old building. I just go to a new place and I put up a building. I don't have to break anything to make a nice building. In other words, I don't have to destroy the past in order to have the future. When it comes to a garment, when it comes to a building, just sew together a new garment, something nice, or build a new building. But when it comes to planting in the field, you have to turn over the earth. You have to do a Charisha in order that there should be a Zriya. So it's not the usual issue of in Malachis that all Malachis, if it's done by way of Kilkul, it's not a Malachim with the Reis. It's only if it's Almanas Lasakin, because you're repairing something. But when it comes to all the other Malachis, the Malach could still be a complete Malach without being Makalkal anything. I don't have to Makalkal a Beged. I don't have to Makalkal a building. I just build a new building. I sew a new garment. When it comes to a field, in order to get the field working, you have to be mechanical. You have to smash and crash and push things over and make a whole tumult over there by the field. There must be a kilkul in order to be a tikkun. Now, all of us would like to be able to go through life just with new buildings and new clothing, and there should be no harisha. You know, there should be no kilkulim. Everything should just be tikkunim. But the reason that this is the beginning of the malach is because it's the beginning and it's the yisod of all of how we live, of how the Baruch Shalom made the world. Because what's happening here is that davke through this mahapecha, through this charisha, this adama, this earth, is going to come to its tachlis. It's not going to reach its tachlis. It cannot reach its tachlis without charisha. All the other malachas, they can reach their tachlis without any kilkul, without anything that looks destructive. All the other malachas can reach their goal nice, smooth, new building, new shmata. Everything can go nice, new. There doesn't have to be a pachad, a kilkul. There doesn't have to be any fear, anything that's negative. It's just you building something, you're doing something, you're fixing something, and it's something nice. Harisha is unique that there's no hechet timtza to plant something which is the yesod of growing unless there's going to be harisha, unless there's going to be a kilkul. That's unique. So in order to come to that place of holy dov, hitzmicha, v'nasan zer l'zareya, the whole thing of v'lechem la'oichel, all the good stuff that we want in life, zer l'zareya, and lechem la'oichel, all the good, which represent all the good things that we want in our lives, for ourselves and our children, as much as we would like to bypass the time of harisha, whatever, let's just get the kid right under the chuppah, all from and happy, whatever. As much as we'd like to avoid the harisha, all of the harisha, and we're going to learn a lot what harisha means. It means many things. But we would all love to be able to avoid the harisha and just get straight to the holy dove, v'hitzmicha, zer l'zareh, v'lechem l'oichel. Get straight to the tachlis. But the Rishon doesn't fear the world like that. He doesn't run the world that way. So davke here, at the beginning of the Melachos of Shabbos, Lamentes Melachos, Lamentes Klolos, and the struggle that we have in this world to come to something higher, there's no avoiding the Harisha to get the Zriya, to have a productive field. The Kilkul must be, the disappointments, the failures, the pain, the shvius hakelims that go with building things, that go with creating and having something worthwhile in life, they have to be. So what's interesting here is, again, in chitzanias, if you're just looking at the chitzanias of Harisha, just like if you're looking at the chitzanias of any particular present moment in life when we're going through a difficulty, so you're having a hard time with a kid. So in chitzanias, this looks like the greatest tragedy in your life. Or you're going through some problem with business. And you're going to have to, you know, you're breaking up with your partner, and you had a big milchama, and you're going to lose some money. It's all mess. So b'shas ma'isa and chitzanias, this is a kilkel, it's a churban, what's happening. It's a churban. Emuna, remember, say the zroim, emuna, right? Faith. So even though chitzanias, right now, there's something beautiful in your life, this partnership that we had for 20 years in business. Or is something beautiful because the kid until now was like the perfect kid. And there's something beautiful that seems to be falling apart. The beginning of the Melachos Zviya Harisha means that that's only in Chitzanias. In Chitzanias, the Harisha appears to be a Maisef Kilkul and Hashchasa. It was like what God is doing in our lives. In the Chitzanias, when we look at it in Chitzanias, it appears to us to be, oftentimes, a kilkul, a terrible kilkul, a terrible hashchas, and a terrible churban. When we look at the Metzias, that's all mitzad the Chitzanias. But the tachlis, this is what it means to have emuna. This is what Seder Zroim is emuna. Emuna sitach Seder Zroim. That the farmer plows, he plants, and he's mamon b'chay olamim. He believes in the one who gives life to all, and the one who is the life of all worlds. That somehow, this harisha is for the purpose of zriya. That this harisha is for the purpose of ultimately, the it's going to bring my life or my kid's life to something that's nitzchi, something that's forever. Dako shel charis lefuy ari. That's the gemara at the beginning of my cotton. That the way of the tachlis of charisha is that it softens the earth. It prepares the earth for growing something. And when you and I go through times of charisha, Hashem is preparing the earth for something greater. And that's the inyan. But often klalitis to try to understand where that's coming from. This shinui klape chutz, this change that's going on where there's something knocking and hacking and breaking. So to the observer, which could even mean yourself, that's observing it from a in a that's looking at this in a very shallow or superficial way, it's a kilkel, it's a hashchasa. But ba'ofen pnimi, as far as the pnimius is concerned, there's a shavach that this, until now, this was an empty lot, a stam, a piece of worthless ground. And now, as by way of going through this upheaval of Charisha, that's what we're going to learn. The Charisha is also a lesson of being silent. Silent. Waiting and watching and davening and not reacting and giving things time. We'll talk about it. That through this Charisha, the belief is that there's a Meleches Machsheves that Hashem is doing that's bringing to a tikkun. That's bringing to a tikkun in my life. It's a Meleches Machsheves. So we can understand that whenever we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, these two melachas, Zareya and Choresh, are like Trey Rain, Lo Mespine. They're two best friends. They go together. That's why there's a whole question of the Gemara. What comes first, Zareya or Choresh? Okay? That's Rambam, it's Yerushalmi, and Bavli. What comes first? We're not going there. We spoke a little bit about that by Zareya. It has to do whether it's Chuslar, whether it's Yisrael, Seder. But it's clear that these two melachas, they live with each other. Choresh and Zareya. So if there are two, there could be two stages in it. That's my continent. It depends, but there are two. But benkach or benkach, you cannot plant, you cannot get anything out of ground that is harsh, smooth, and unbroken. And when the Kotzke said, "There's nothing as whole as a broken heart," so it's a nice thing that even you know, people that don't learn Chassidus, they heard of that, because it's a very true and deep teaching that there's nothing as whole. Because there can't be anything, there can't be a Zriya without the breaking of Charisha. And that's what the Malach is about. They be Ma'amin, Ma'amin B'chaya Lamin. And therefore, we spoke about Karka, Earth, Karka Olam. Karka is always Galus of the Midah of Malchus. I think that by now that everybody's familiar to some degree with what that means. And Malchus, of course, is a clay kibble. Malchus is waiting to receive the Midah Malchus from the higher spheres. That's what Malchus is, Karka Olam. And the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, is the Bechina of Malchus. And the Ikka Shevach, the Shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Knesset Yisrael, for Eish Yisrael, is not mezgala, is not revealed always in the beginning. Like Hashem looks at me and you every Friday night, so we all say Eish Yischal. I know some of you might think that that's talking about, I don't want to disappoint your wives or anything, that it's talking about a husband and wife. And it is also, but only the end of the Shtal Shalos is talking about a husband and wife. Even if you're not married, God forbid you're standing there by yourself, you still say Yishas Chayil because it's Kutcher B'Yichum Shinte. It's a Kutcher B'Yichum Knesset Yisrael. A Hishtalos is a dogma of that in this world is a husband and wife. But I know there was some rabbi that told his parishioners that he should go to Yishas Chayil. He should go stand next to his wife and hold his mirrors and say Yishas Chayil Mi Yimtza, to say to his wife. That was very romantic to say Yishas Chayil Mi Yimtza. So that's not what Eish Yischal is. Knesset Yisrael is Eish Yischal. And that means that right now in life, when you're standing there Friday night and you're saying Eish Yischal, you could give a krechs and look back at the week and say, some fine wife you've chosen for yourself, me, some fine kala. And you start to think about what happened during the week, and this, oh, it's so fallen, that's so fallen. And then you... It's going to be a shver avach, right? It was a hard week. So, the inyan of Charisha and the malach of Charisha and Shabbos at the very beginning is to believe 1,000% that HaKadosh Baruch was saying to you at that moment, Botach bolev bailo. That if you're able to krechs and you're able to have a hira tshuva and you're still keeping Shabbos and you're trying your best, and you want to be better, then batach ba'olei baila, that all this charisha that you're going through all the upheaval of your life, I trust that you're going to use it in a way that will make something greater of yourself. Because that's Hashem's tachlis of what he's doing with us. It's, of course, it's our choice whether, like the Navi says, you want to plant weeds, you can plant. You want to plant weeds or smoke weed, or it's up to you what you plant over here. Kerem Haya Vididi, the Nevu of Yeshaya, Hashem says, I have a beautiful vineyard. But if you don't take care of it, it starts to get messy. But Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael is the Eish Hischal of Hashem. And that Bechina of Eish Hischal is not Mezgala Ela B'Saif. It's not Mezgala Ela B'Saif. Like by Purim, that Estes Karka Eilim, we didn't see the whole story. It was only B'Saif. At the end of Purim, you see what was going on over here. And so it is. We don't know why is it that we go through these different harishas. Why do we have to go through this upheaval and mitzad, just the circumstances and conditions of life, and then in my own avodas Hashem, all the different things that go on. But at the end, botach ba'ala ba'ilo v'shalo lo yechzar, Hashem's Baruch guarantees each one of us Friday night, and he says, in the end, there'll be spoils from this war. In other words, v'shalo lo yechzar, it'll pay off in the end. But it's a harisha. That's what harisha. That's the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, really, is Harisha. Is that Inyan of Harisha? Now, along these lines, now we're going to try to learn this whole Inyan of what that means in Pnimius. And in order to understand this in Pnimius, we're going to have to learn one of the Yesaidus of the Kisvei Ha'ari. But Rav Kluger does it in a way that it makes it much, much easier for us. One of the Chevra sent me, actually two Chevraim sent me a PDF, a thing on the phone that came out today, 598 pages, a parish from Rav Kluger on the Idra Rab and Zuta from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar Kodesh. So it didn't come out yet in Svarm. I guess they wanted to get it in for the guys, and they still got it in for Lag BaOmer. But it's in the world. It's in the world. It's in the world. So he has a unique ability to take the deepest teachings of Torah and to bring them down. So, I hope you have it. It says on it, Maimer Psicha L'Soid, Hachol HaPonui, Hamuva B'Kisvei HaRizal. The Yisod of Tzimtzum, Hachol HaPonui, is something which is not openly written about in a clear way, not found before the Ari HaKadosh. There are murmurings of it, hints of Tzimtzum, the Chalaponui and the Rishimu. Again, I'm saying these words, we'll see it in a simple way in a minute. There are some reverberations, but when you look in the Kisvei Kabbalah from before the Ari HaKadosh, it's certainly not laid out in any kind of a clear way. They're just hints of the whole inyan of Tzimtzum and the Kav and the Chalaponui, the empty space. They're just Ramazim. This is the world of the Ari HaKadosh, or the Arizal. And, of course, the Arizal was given permission to open up these secrets of the Zohar HaKadosh. They're all in the Zohar HaKadosh. It's just very, very, very covered. Very, very covered in the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Arizal was given permission. His neshama was sent to explain what this is, how we're here, why, what happened, how did we get here, how were the worlds created. So if you have, look inside, where it says, Maimer Psicha L'Soid HaChalal HaPonei Muvah B'Kisvei HaRizal. Melechas HaChoresh, Hi HaMeloch HaRishon HaMelametes Melochas. Again, there are different ways, but according to many, Choresh is the first, and in the state of how it works with a regular field, the first thing you do is plow, and then you plant. So Choresh is HaMelech HaRishon B'Lametes Melachas, Shabbat Poizchim B'Avoidas HaAdama, Shaldas Kamer Rishonim, B'Kar Kanasi Ikish Shmiras HaShabbos. Mechein HaCharisha. The Ikish Shmiras HaShabbos, like the Ittur explains, is when it comes to Melachas after with land. Remember we spoke about that, that's why we see that it says B'Ferish, Mechein HaCharisha, Himi Bein HaMelachas HaYechidish Nizku B'Tarim Mefurish. We spoke about that a little bit 2 weeks ago, that Harisha is singled out in the Torah with Ketzira, as it says in Pasuk. Whether it's by Shvias, or we learned that there are those who hold that it's not only by Shvias, by Shemitah, but it's talking about by Shabbos as well, where it says, Becharish ubakatsir tishbos. Becharish ubakatsir tishbos. And Ibn Ezra explains in the Balita and others, Hatam vishem iker chaye ha'odam. Here the Torah doesn't just rely on the 39 malachas that we learn out from the Mishkan. Here the Torah singles out the malachas of the field, because Shem Iker Chaye Ha'odam. It's the Iker Chaye Ha'odam. Comes from the work of the field. Achein, Ma Godlu Melachas Elo, Charish, and Kaitan Zarei also. Shebehem Tolu Iker Kiyam Ha'olam. Chiyus and Avraham. All that exists depends on these Melachas. Well, they have a lot of fancy machines that do it now, but it's still, the world depends on these things. Halonira, She'ilu Yarduk Shomim L'Rayv. It seems that even if it would rain, as much rain as necessary, yom v'layla, day and night, al pnei kol ruchas olam, and the rain would be everywhere, to be enough water, rain, adayin lo mufto shetoytzi haaretz pirya. It doesn't mean that the earth would bring forth all that's necessary. Rak sodos shenevdu b'charish v'ktsira, yizku lehenes mimei hagshamim. As far as the hana of man is concerned, man's existence hana, even if there would be as much water and as much rain as we would need, the fields, there needs to be attending to. They need tipul. Hashem created the world in such a way that it's unfinished, and the ikar inyan of completion is how we work the fields. All lamentes malachas, but the ikar is when it comes to the work of the field. So the fact that you might have a lot of rain doesn't mean that we have what we need. Maksodesh nevda b'charisha k'tzira. It needs to be charisha and zviya and k'tzira and so on. Yiskul ahenas me'aksham, and then the benefit of the rain will be there. La'atzmiach mehem tavua u'peiros la'achius amrav, to bring forth all the stuff that we need to live. Hine alpi ze hivine alpi amavur b'sefer pnimius ha'Torah. According to what's explained in the Sefer Makadosh. Kol hamalachas oiskim ba'avodas habirurim she'ika tikkun ha'olam. All of the malachas of Shabbos are birurim, clarifications, separations, refining, developing, purging, clearing away. All of the malachas are birurim, which is the ika tikkun ha'olam. Ubefrat, and especially the malachas shall sidur de pas, especially when it comes to the malachas that lead to the baking of bread. The malachas that have to do with the field and so on. Bimke, tchilas hachanes apas, bimalachas hacharisha, the fact that the beginning of our preparation is to have bread, which is the yesod of life, to have bread, v'lechem, Levav Enosh Yisad, Lechem Levav Enosh Yisad. The beginning of that is with the Melacha b'Melachas Acharisha, who b'Mishkal Doim LaMatzav Habriya, Shekodem LaKol Habirurim, Sheshosh M'Shvias Akelim. So, since Charisha is the beginning of building our existence in this world, the act of plowing, so it must be that it brings us back. To the creation of the beginning of creation, how the world was created by the Creator. As we create Hashem gave us the ability to create our existence through beginning with plowing and working the field. So, what's the shorish of that in Hashem creating the world? What is that? Like you see by the Melachas HaMishkan, might say charish v'chayshev. So it's a lesson of charisha. By the building of the Mishkans, such a lashon. Shemalachas u'arishon avodas ha'adam hi ois v'simen l'nasa b'tchilas b'riyas ha'olamis. This first malacha of charisha is an os. It's a simen to what happened at the beginning of time when Hashem created all worlds. Shagam shom nimtza b'daimelo, that when Hashem created the world, He did it in such a way with charisha. V'hu hanikra b'teres asod cholol haponui. This Maisa of Harisha, this Malach of Harisha that brought the creation, is known in the Kisvei Ari as the empty space. Cholol Apanui. The empty space. What's the empty space? So I think every one of us has heard of that. What is it? What is it? Again, on a very basic introductory level, what does it mean? Kiterim shenetzel anetzol v'nevanevoyim. So the Yaakovish taught that before creation took place, Hayor Elyon Pashut, there was a simple, transcendent or light. And light is only borrowing a word that we could say, but it means that wasn't anything that we could understand. Hayor Elyon Pashut Mamali Kol HaMetzias. And that's all there was that Or Elyon Pashut. La Yeshum Mokom Ponui. The b'chinas avir reikani v'chalal, and there was nothing that was empty. There was no empty space. Everything was that mitzias of Elokus. Ela kol hayememula min or ein sof pashut hahu. Everything was filled with the infinite light of God. V'lo hayelo b'chinas roish v'lo b'chinas sof. There was no beginning, no end. It's infinite. Or echad poshut, everything was one or Elokus. V'hanikra or ein sof, and that's what's called the infinite light of Hashem. Then the Riyakadis says, v'kasha all the birds are now poshut, live our and when Hashem decided it was time to create the worlds, la'hatzal netzalim, and to bring all of existence into reality. Lahitzi la'ash shleimus pu'ulaisav u'shmaisav v'kinuyav, in order to reveal his actions and his names and how he's called. Ashazaisi siba b'riyas ha'ilmas, which is the reason for the creation of all worlds. V'ni oz tzimtzemis atzmai einsav b'nekudayim tzoyis. Hashem constricted his infinite light in the center point, into a center point. Ashaboy b'emtza aryamamish, the center of which is his light, v'tzimtzem ha'or ha'hu, and he constricted or hid this light, this infinite light, v'nisrachek el tzdodei svivas ha'nekuda emtzois, and the light was moved and was pushed, so to speak, of his to the sides, svivas, surrounding this center point. And what remained was an empty space, a vacuum. Minikuda emtsois mamish. Minikasha tzimtzem atzmai az derech tzad echem anachalol, himshuch derech kav echad yosher, dak, and into that empty space, Hashem radiated this kav, this line of light, this kav, this ray of his presence, very, very thin, ke'ein sino, like a pipe, or echad animshach min ha'einsof el toich ha'chol, that enters in to the empty space, umamali ha'esai, and that fills the empty space. Avon nishar mokom panui, however, it doesn't fill it completely, there is a mokom panui, there's an empty space, and ha'or b'shebesoich ha'cholol, between the light inside of the vacuum, ben or ha'ein sof, and the infinite light of Hashem, ha'makif as ha'cholol, the ha'makif that is surrounding the empty space. Okay, that's the beginning of Eitz Chaim. Now, we're not expected by the author of the Sefer to go now into, you know, a 50-year conversation about the words that we just read to try to understand. And for now, we're not going into Bichlal at all into a discussion we spoke about some years ago in Chassidus about the inyan of whether this means that there's mamish, a space that's empty of Chas V'Shalom of God, or it's just that we feel and sense that it's empty because Hashem has concealed his infinite light, which is the hachra, of course, of most of the Mekubalim and all of the Talmidei Baal Shem. And it seems there's a lot of evidence that the Gro also, certainly Reb Chaim Volozhiner felt that way, with the Gaon, There's a huge fight over what the Goyen felt about this. A lot of bitterness over that inyan of what the Vilna Goyen said about this. That's really the underlying cause of all the stuff that was between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim goes back to this Nakuda, which I'm not going to at all. I got all kinds of emails when I spoke about it a few years ago. And for us, and all that we're going to be learning, it needs to be understood in the context of the way it was taught by the vast majority of the Mekubalim and by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that it does not mean that Chas V'Chalila, that there is anything that was without God. There is no such thing. Nothing can exist. Everything is still Elokus. The Chala Panui means Shezeh Panui, it's empty only from our perspective. Doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that there is anything without God. There is no place without Elokus. There's no place without God. Nothing can exist without God. Of course, the big problem was that what about the Makomos HaTmeim? How could that be? What about the bathroom? What about the filth and in Tumah and Avodah Zarah? What about? I'm not going to that now. Everything is Elokus. It's not for now, Bechlal, not for now. But everything is Elokus. Akol, Lakol, Mikol, Kol is Elokus. There are places where it's more hidden than other places. And there are places like Yerushalayim and Tzfas and so on, and Meron, where it's more revealed, where there's less, it's covered. There's more of a, you get more of a glimpse into reality. But the Elokus is everywhere. So this whole mushel of creation of the Tzimtzum and the Chol HaPanui is not something that we should try to, God forbid, think of as a physical emptying out, like the way you would look at an empty room or an empty house or an empty bottle. It's a concealment. It's a Tzimtzum, a concealment, a Ha'alama, that's what this world is. It's a Tzimtzum, and it's a Ha'alama. But this is the beginning of creation. So the beginning of creation is the Tzimtzum and the Chol HaPanui. Mavur, we'll just start this now, just a sentence. Shatnua Rishona Bebriya Haisa Yetziras Chalo. The first act of creation was plowing. Plowing. That there was something that was filling everything, but that, because it was filled, it could not allow for anything else to grow or to exist, and there needed to be an overturning and an emptying out in order to allow for the world to exist. That's the beginning of creation. Like with when you're plowing, the way the Arizal describes, that the infinite light of Hashem was moved over to the sides. Moved over. Again, not physically. Whatever that means. I'm not going into it. But there was this plowing, which in of itself is a horrible hashchas. Why is it horrible? Where's God? Like what happened? What happened in the Holocaust? V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. All of the questions, like Rabbi Nachman writes, all the questions come from the Chol HaPanui, from the empty space. All the kashes, all the serious questions come from the Chol HaPanui. The ones that can't be answered, they come from the Chol HaPanui. So it was a terrible, terrible act of Hashchas. The beginning of creation was hiding himself, hiding, moving over, plowing, and moving over the infinite light of God. It's a terrible kilkel, but it was Amanas Livnais. It's Amanas Lizroa. All creation could not take place. That's in his infinite way of doing things. And so it is with everything in our lives, that there cannot be, it has to be Azar Medimah Birini Yisar. There has to always be a Harisha. To have anything of significance in life, to create anything of significance or important, there must be Harisha. It cannot be without that. I saw the second volume. Have any of you seen this? This is beautiful, two volumes now. It's called My Story. Experiences that people have with Lubavitcher Rebbe Schussier Lane. It's the Gevaldige books. I mean, you could make 1,000 volumes. It wouldn't be. But these, so far there are two. I also have a story. People have stories. Who doesn't have stories? Anybody that met him, it was stories. And even I had a story from somebody telling me over the phone last night, a halmaisa by the oil. There's still new stories, like it's unbelievable story this lady told me last night. Unbelievable. So of something with the oil. So one of the things in the new one, my story is there was this very 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 chashev scientist from Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember his name. Big scientist from Eretz Yisrael that came to America. He was working on a project. The Israeli sent him here. He was doing some research in America. He was working on big projects, very big, and he came to America for a little bit. And a lot of people spoke about Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's not clear to me. It doesn't sound from the thing that he was Shomer Mitzvahs. Mesorati, like traditional. But enough that he wanted to go see the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he goes to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, well, ask him, what do you do? So he starts talking about his thing, and right away the Rebbe said, oh, you mean this, and this, and this, and all the physics and biochemistry. And he said he never heard of such a thing in his life. What the Rebbe was, you know, pretty much like what he was working on like the last 15 years, you know. So just in 30 seconds, he said, oh, you mean like this, like this, like that. And so he writes, he says that I saw that he's very familiar with the scientific material. And there was one thing that the Rebbe was fascinated by. There was some latest discovery. I'm not going to go, whatever it is. There was some newest thing that at that time, it was some years ago, it was the newest thing that the Rebbe had not heard of. It was a new thing. And the way that the Rebbe was fascinated by this, and the way that the Rebbe understood it was that destruction is communicating with construction. That's the way it was phrased. Destruction, we see from here, from this malach that you're working on in physics, whatever, that destruction is communicating with construction. It's not too different in Yonim. Destruction is communicating with construction. It's a gewaldig. And this guy was like, wow. He said all the years ever since then he's thinking about this. Because then after he explained to the Rebbe what he's doing, so he was talking a little bit to the Rebbe, and then the Rebbe, and so the Rebbe asked him, basically he said, it's like, so what do you do for a living? Like, you know, that's what you do? What do you do with it? Like, so you thought about that? So what do you do with it? So he said, I analyze it. So the Rebbe said, So what are you going to do with this? How are you going to help the world? How are you going to help people? How are you going to help? This is destruction communicating with construction. How are you going to help the world? And this man said that ever since then, that's all I've been thinking about and doing. And he said that, Baruch Hashem, all of this work that he did, which got him with another guy, I think they got a Nobel Prize, all of this stuff he was doing has led to amazing things with producing all kinds of cures and all that came from this. And he said, it all goes back to where he said, so what are you doing with this? What do you like to read? You like to think? How are you helping the world with this? Destruction is communicating with construction. That's what Chavrusha is about. Not to be continued.